Or her. Now, my next guest has made headlines in a lot of the papers today. He's been called the first man on the island of Ireland to grow wasabi. Wasabi. Sean Kitson is his name, and he's called his crop green gold because it's the most expensive vegetable in the world. He can sell it for up to $1.5 million euro per acre. Sean, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray.
Good to talk to you. Will you explain to people who don't know what wasabi is?
Well, wasabi is known as king of the herb. Its name is Wasabia japonica, and it's used in Japan, which complements sushi, and which is the fish, raw fish and raw meat.
Yeah.
It's been used over 1,000 years.
Is it? It's a herb and not a spice, is it?
It's a herb.
Right.
King of the herbs.
Yeah, because it's hot, isn't it?
Yes, it will definitely clear your nasals and give you a bit of a high.
Yeah. People who eat sushi or see it in the supermarket will see that ball of green, and that's wasabi. How do you get it from its root form into that ball?
Well, actually, not many people really taste real wasabi. Most wasabi in the supermarket is all fake. And if it does contain wasabi, such as wasabi peas, it only contains 0.3% wasabi. But most of it is all horseradish.
Oh, right.
Now, to get it into the... And also, it's not really bright green, as you see in most pictures. So what you do, as you know, it takes about 2 years to grow, and it's a rhizome, which is kind of a root. And you take the rhizome, and you then you can then finely grate it, and over as you grate in circular motions, you will produce the grated wasabi, and then you have to leave it for around about 10 to 15 minutes to undergo a chemical reaction to produce the wasabi kick, and the wasabi kick is L-alpha isocyanate.
Is what?
It's called allyl isothiocyanate.
That's the scientific name for it, is it?
And that's what the active ingredient is. That's actually what gives you the wasabi kick.
Aha. And you know all this because you're a chemist.
Yes, I've been a chemist for over about 30 years.
Yeah, and are you pronouncing wasabi with a V at the start? Am I pronouncing it incorrectly? Wasabi.
Wasabi,
W-A-S-A-B-I. Why did you get into wasabi?
Well, it's actually not my idea. It's actually my son's idea.
Right.
When he was 14, he wanted to start his own business up, and he wanted to get into rare garden plants. So we invested into a glasshouse, but we thought, well, we have to maintain the temperature around about 30 degrees to grow these plants. So I told him really to go away and think of another idea. And then he came back about growing wasabi. Because I'm a scientist, I then read a lot of research papers about this and then developed methods how to grow it. And that's how we began the venture around about 2016.
Fascinating stuff. And you are the only man in Ireland, or yourself and your son, Zach, are the only people in Ireland who grow wasabi?
Commercially grow it, yes.
Now I would imagine a lot more people would be trying to grow it after they read the details. It's green gold, so give us an idea of how expensive it is.
Well, one kilogram of wasabi is £250 a kilo.
Right, 250.
So one tonne of wasabi will be £250,000.
And what would you produce in a year?
At the moment, we've probably got around about 100 kilos on the first crop. We got other crops coming through, you know, for 2020.
So that's £100,000 then, is it? Am I right in my calculations?
Well, potential, yes. Potential.
Yes, potential of £100,000 from a...
Now,
yeah. Is that good? Is that a good yield from the amount of effort you put into it and the amount of investment?
Yes, really, because what we have to do, we have to make sure it's watered, but we have an automated watering system, so... that takes care of most of the labour. The hardest part really is digging the wasabi plants up, and then you have to get the rhizome and do the processing of it.
And who will be your customers?
Well, anybody can be our customer. We look at, you know, if anybody wants to try. It'd be restaurants, it'd be Michelin star restaurants. It'll, you know, in Mullis, anybody wants to try it.
Yeah. And what age is Zach now?
Zach is now 17 years old, so he's trained to be a chef now. So, so you'll be able to use Wasabi in his work.
And he obviously has a share of the business. That's brilliant for him, isn't it?
Yeah. I've also tried, you know, I made Wasabi ice cream. I've taken Wasabi, grated and mixed it in with vanilla ice cream, which is very nice.
Okay.
And you can have Wasabi chocolate.
That sounds like it will be nice, yeah.
You can have Wasabi vodka.
Right.
So there's lots of things you need. It's not just for, like, fish and meat. You can have Wasabi potatoes, mashed potatoes, Wasabi mayo. So there's lots of things you can use it for. It's very versatile. But it's so rare. I mean, like I said before, it's only 6,000 tons produced in the world. It's even rare in Japan.
Right.
Rare in Japan.
If I get wasabi with my sushi, say, if I'm getting sushi from a Japanese restaurant, you're telling me that may not be real wasabi?
It's fake.
Again,
if they don't grate in front of you, it's fake. It comes out of a toothpaste tube. It's bright green. So
right.
If they don't actually physically grate it in front of you, it is fake.
Wow.
Actually, you're just eating horseradish, mustard and green dye.
That's what I'm eating. Okay.
Yes.
As it happens, I don't particularly like it. I always throw it in the bin. But
this is quite different.
I'd be fascinated. Could you send us some down in the post? I'd be fascinated.
Yes, I can do that, yes.
Would you do that? I'd be fascinated to taste the real thing.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. So that's a deal then. You're going to send it. Not too much now. I don't want to break the bank on you. But
we'll send you a rhizome down and we'll send you a grating and a wasabi grate with it as well. So
brilliant.
You can try it out.
Brilliant, great. Go on.
Yes, they're just stainless. They're fine graters. You see, you have to use a fine grater because it has to undergo a chemical reaction.
Yeah.
So, but you can actually use a lower part of a cheese grater, believe it or not. That works quite well.
Great. How long are you in Armagh, Sean?
We've been in Armagh for 10 years now.
Yeah.
So I originate from Shropshire in England. So I've been here for 10 years.
And do you think, I was sort of half joking earlier on in the interview, but do you think people now, after hearing you and reading about you, that they will be encouraged to start growing wasabi themselves?
Well, it's very difficult to grow. I mean, I think the biggest thing that's helped me is being a scientist and,
yes,
you know, understanding the scientific literature on this. There's only probably about 10 growers outside of Japan in the world, commercial growers. So we're quite good to get one in on the island of Ireland.
Okay. Well, just give us your...
It's like you say, you know, if anybody wants to try it, we have a website, wasabicrop.com, and also we sell it on Amazon UK. So, and there's a range, you can get it from 20 grams all the way up to 200 grams rhizomes.
Okay. I look forward to receiving mine in the post. Sean Kitson.
Yeah, I'll get...
Thanks very much for talking to Sean. Good luck. See you. Bye.
Bye.
That's Sean Kitson there.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
With 0% finance on our Seed, Stonic and Sportage models, you know you'll get an unbeatable deal at your local Kia dealer. But as well as great finance deals, you'll get something else as well.